Hello, you are listening to The Wellness Project with Des. I'm your host Desiree, a mental health therapist and holistic wellness coach. On my podcast, I interview experts in the field of mental health and wellness, as well as those who share their firsthand accounts of their mental health journeys. These interviews will give you many tips, tools, and strategies to improve your mental health, as well as give you hope, support, encouragement, and inspiration on your own personal mental health and wellness journey. Thanks so much for being here. During the month of February, the International Month of Love, we will be focusing on the most important love of all, self-love. This February is all about embracing self-love and empowerment. And because of that, I've got a couple of incredible things to share with you today. I would love to invite you to the 30-Day Self-Love Challenge, something that's going to transform your life in just 30 days. It's time to prioritize yourself, boost your confidence, and discover the incredible journey of self-discovery. Each day of the month, you will be given the opportunity to practice a quick and actionable self-love exercise. This 30-day challenge explores different aspects of self-love, from positive affirmations to mindfulness exercises and so much more. But that's not all. For those of you who want a more in-depth, deeper dive into the realm of self-love, you can sign up for the 5-day self-love email challenge. It's like a mini self-love retreat delivered straight to you. This is a deep dive into self-love. There's journaling exercises, there's activities, and there's some digging into the past. So are you ready to embark on this journey of self-love? If so, head over to the links in the show notes, right where you are listening to this podcast, to sign up for one or both challenges. These challenges are available for sign up until February 29th, as this year is a leap year. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to nurture the love you have for yourself. You can go to bit.ly/30daySelf-LoveChallenge and bit.ly/self-love-email-challenge or head to the links found in the show notes. Let's make the next 30 days the most transformative ones yet. And remember, you are worthy, you are powerful, and you deserve all the love in the world. I would greatly appreciate it if you took a moment to leave me a review on iTunes and leave the podcast 5 stars on Spotify. It really helps the podcast to grow, which in turn helps me to keep bringing on amazing guests and spreading mental health and wellness education and support. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey towards holistic well-being, unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit? If so, I'm thrilled to invite you to my program, the Holistic Wellness Transformation Coaching Program. My one-to-one coaching program is a comprehensive and individualized approach to help you improve your overall well-being. As a holistic wellness coach, I'm here to guide you on a transformative journey to attain balance and harmony in all areas of your life. With personalized coaching sessions, I'll offer guidance and support throughout your wellness journey, starting with a thorough holistic assessment. We'll dive into your past, habits, thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and patterns that may be holding you back and no longer serving you. This assessment forms the foundation for your customized wellness plan. Together, we'll explore the 8 foundational elements of wellness to ensure you feel balanced and aligned with your goals and your values. This program goes beyond the surface, providing you with mental and emotional support. I will help you to manage stress, anxiety, and other challenges such as perfectionism and people-pleasing, offering techniques and strategies to enhance your resilience and your skills. The benefits of this program cannot be overstated. I'll be there every step of the way to support you in achieving balance and harmony in your life, manage stress, and improve your emotional well-being. Nurture healthy connections, create lasting, healthy habits, achieve your goals, and gain confidence in your ability to transform your life. Join me on this journey to holistic wellness. You could go to my website to check out my various packages, and you could go to my Calendly link found in the show notes to schedule a free 30-minute consultation call where we will go over the 8 core areas of wellness, as well as your goals and your dream life. Reach out and let's get started on your wellness journey so you can finally live the life you want. Hello, this is episode number 147, and on today's episode, I am speaking with Erin Gray all about the importance of self-love and why our number one priority needs to be the relationship that we have with ourselves. This is going to be a really great conversation, and I thought it would be a great way to finish up our February month's theme of self-love. And today is leap day. It is leap year, so it is February 29th. So lucky leap day to you. In this conversation, Erin actually mentions a book by Kristen Neff, which I know that we've talked about in past episodes and other guests have brought up as well. Kristen Neff is the go-to when it comes to self-compassion. So I am going to link her TED Talk in the show notes, and you can go to my Amazon storefront to check out her book all about self-compassion. At the time of this interview that I spoke with Erin, I hadn't read Kristen Neff's book yet, but since then I have read it. It was so great. I went through highlighting absolutely everything. In the book, there are so many great exercises, so many great points, and Kristen Neff shares a lot of her own personal experience, which I find to be super valuable and always appreciate as well. So again, if you want to check out Kristen Neff, TED Talk link is in the show notes, and also check out my Amazon storefront link found in the show notes where you can check out Kristen Neff's book. All right, let's get into it. Let's speak with Erin Gray all about why the relationship with yourself should be a priority in your life.
Erin, thank you so much for being with me here today. I'm so excited.
So glad. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really great conversation. So I'd love it if you could start out by just introducing yourself, telling us who you are, how you got to where you are today, sharing your story with us.
I probably, years ago, would probably be labeled with the overachiever, overworker, all of the things. I have a degree in finance and I worked for my family's business for 10 plus years. And I just got to a point where I kind of had checked all of the boxes, that everyone tells you to check in your life. And I really was unfulfilled and dissatisfied and frustrated a lot of the times. And I thought that something was wrong with me because if you've have all of this and you've done all of this and why aren't you happy? And so that was probably back in 2019. And I sought out, it's never a straight line, right? Like I came upon someone, then I found someone and then led me down the path to coaching. And I ended up in 2021 taking some time off. I had never taken time off before, like to the point of where I scheduled my child's birth around payroll and work and all of the things. And so I'm coming back off of the heels of what started as like a 3-month, oh, I'll just take some time off because I never have, like really allowing myself to be off. And so coming back off of like 2 years of being off and really allowing myself to play and to enjoy life and, kind of figure out like, how do I want to serve in the world? How do I want to, help? And so here we are. And I think that for the overworker, it was really scary, right? Like, who are you? Your identity is tied up in who are you if you're not working? And so working through all of that to be where I am now.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. I feel like that's so many people are going to resonate with what you're saying because that's such a struggle for so many people that kind of I hear that all the time. Like, I've checked all the boxes, but I feel so empty. I feel unfulfilled. Like, what else is there after this? What else is there to life? And my life and how do I bring purpose to the world? What is my purpose? So I'm really glad that you're sharing this. And so something that we're talking about today that ties into that is we're talking about our relationship with ourselves, this kind of self-love, lack of self-love. So I know this is something that you talk about a lot. And something that you have said is that our number one priority is our relationship with ourselves. And why do you believe that it's the number one priority?
Because I think it affects everything that we do, right? It's how we show up. Like, we can only show up for others to the level, this is my belief, obviously, you know, so like with the caveat of like, take what resonates and leave the rest. But for me, what I have found is that you can only show up for others at the level that you can do for yourself, right? Like your receiving muscle of what you can receive from others is only to the level of what you can receive for yourself. So, you know, how much you love yourself, how much you're there for yourself. You know, like, we are taught to look outside of ourselves and to have everyone meet our needs. And we don't even know how to meet our own needs and to love ourselves and to, you know, be kind and considerate and compassionate and graceful with our own selves. And so when you are on this journey, right? It's a, what I have found is like the more that I really leaned into, because along with the overworking and I was really hard on myself, but the more that I became compassionate, the more that I loved myself, that I tuned in, that I gave myself so much grace, like it's almost like a melting or a softness. And that also translated for people around me, right? Like I was able to be more compassionate with others. And so, and my family and friends and humanities.
I fully agree with that. So a lot of people do struggle with self-love. A lot of people do struggle with this relationship with themselves. So how are you seeing, how do you believe that our lives are impacted when we don't have a good relationship with ourselves?
I think that it affects every area, right? Like, I think we want to compartmentalize like the mental or the physical or the health or the spiritual, but like we are an entire, you know, body, spiritual, mental, it's all in one, right? And so I'm a big Dr. Joe fan, Joe Dispenza. And if you watch certain YouTube videos around like how we speak to water or how we speak to plants, and we're all energy, right? So when we speak not so lovingly to these things, how they're actual at a cellular level, right? How it changes. And that is the same way that we are, right? And so our health gets affected by that. And it doesn't feel good to speak like that to ourselves, right? And I want to say that there is no right or wrong. Like, speaking lovingly to yourself isn't the right way to do it, and not speaking lovingly is the wrong way, right? Like, it just feels better in your body to speak lovingly and to love yourself and to have compassion. I think for some of us, we are afraid to be kind and compassionate to ourselves because we feel like, oh, we're going to let ourselves off the hook, or, you know, we're not going to be able to achieve our goals if we do that. And what I would say to those people that might think that is, try it for 6 months and see what happens, right? Like, you can always go back. You know how you've been able to achieve things, you know, by beating yourself up the other way. And try it this way and see what it feels like. And it's not going to like happen overnight, right? Like, it's a practice. It's just like going to the gym. You don't wake up one day and be like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, deadlift 150 pounds. Like, you literally have to figure out how to actually do the movement. And so it's the same thing with loving ourselves. Like, we weren't taught. I think a lot of us were raised by parents who might have been harsh on us, right? And from a loving place, right? They did it from like, they want us to do well. And also, like, there is a different way to achieve our goals and to have what we want and to be kind and considerate. And so it affects, I think, every area of our life.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are the kind of physical health effects that you're seeing? Because you mentioned that it's all the pieces to the puzzle. We're one being. So we have that really strong mind, body, spirit connection.
When you are in that vibration, since we all are energy, right? Like, when you are in the vibration of fear and doubt and anger and self-loathing, right? Those are all lower vibration emotions. And that's not to say, like, this is also, I want to say, it's like, we're totally human, right? Like, we get to experience that, right? But when our baseline vibration is one of detest and just overall not loving ourselves, right? Like, I think, don't quote me, but I think the vibration of love is like around 500, 540 hertz, right? And when we're around 200, absence of wellness or illness, dis-ease in our body occurs around that, right? And so what we are wanting to do is we're a society that wants to be well, right? We're trying to seek all of these outside things, right, to help us be well, but like, it starts within, right? And so raising our vibration, and like I said, it's not that you don't have a bad day. It's not that you don't get upset with your kids. That's just part of experiencing it. But like, if you were to name the top three emotions you feel on a daily basis, would you name them as gratitude and compassion and love and joy, or would you name them as like fear and anger and frustration and overwhelm and upset, you know, like all of those lower vibration emotions?
If somebody is having their baseline of those unpleasant emotions, the self-hatred, the disconnect with the relationship with ourselves, what happens with the mental health? I mean, I would imagine a lot of depression, anxiety. What are you seeing with your clients?
I mean, I think we've all kind of been there, right? And also, I think it's one of those things that I've always said, like, it gives us like the law of polarity, right? Like it shows us what we, where we are right now is like an amazing thing, right? Because when you are able to look at it from the lens of like, okay, where am I? What am I experiencing on a daily basis? And what do I want to go to? That's like pure empowerment right there, right? Like you get to choose. And so I think we can kind of get in this tailspin of frustration begets, you know what I mean? Like it's almost like the circle that we can stay in, and it can be a habit, right? Like emotions are addictive. So if you're used to feeling frustration all of the time and you haven't felt that for a while, your body's like, hey, wait a second, it's time to feel frustration again. I haven't felt it in a while, right? And so it is a conscious effort to bring yourself back to like, how do I want to feel in my body in this moment when I wake up every single day? How do I want to feel? Consciously choosing, how do we want to feel? And so from the mental standpoint, I think it, when you're in survival mode, it's hard to be in creative mode, right? Like it's hard to think about what you want to create in the world and what you want to, you know, birth and all of these things when you're in this, you know, survival state of being.
Yeah, absolutely. I really agree with that. And so given that so many people struggle with self-love and this relationship with themselves, what are some common reasons that you believe people are struggling so much with this?
I think that if you were to ask people, what was your childhood like? And not like we have to go back and rehash everything, right? But like what our parents probably, like I said earlier, the intention was to help us, right? But we also probably had parents that maybe were not so, I call it like conditionally loving, right? Like if you do X, then you'll get praise. Or if you do this, then you'll get love, right? Like grades, if you think about, you know, parents wanting their children to make good grades, or like, did you do well at soccer practice or whatever it might be, right? And so if we were raised by parents that were at a certain level of consciousness, right? If they aren't loving themselves, how can we expect them to teach us that, right? And so I think where we live, also live in a society of like, there's something wrong with us. I mean, if you turn on the TV, there's advertisements of like how to fix whatever, you know, things, I'm air quoting for you guys that, you know, can't see. It's like things that are wrong with us. It's like, there's nothing wrong with us, right? I think through all of it, societal conditioning, like school conditioning, religious, cultural, like every area of our lives, I think it doesn't come from a place of like, you are whole and perfect as you are right now. What do you want to grow to? It's like, okay, this is a problem and we need to fix it, you know? So it's almost like we need to move away from this place versus what do we want to move towards, because we're always expanding and growing.
Yes, that's so, so true. I agree with that. Those are a lot of things. And it's like, you can't open your phone without seeing something that you need to fix about yourself, whether internal, external. So yeah, that's super, super common. And then if you buy this XYZ, it'll help you to feel this way and feel better and more empowered, even something as simple as like body wash. Like you're going to feel so happy if you buy this body wash. A lot of messages like that. So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about what we can actually do with this. So how can somebody that realizes that they're struggling with this self-love, they have the low self-worth, they have the low self-esteem, what are some things that they can do to address that and improve upon that and develop a healthy relationship with themselves?
I think first is like noticing where you are, right? Like the celebration of just noticing like, oh, wow, I am really hard on myself, right? Like that's celebration enough. And I would suggest a book that I read that I loved. It's called Self-Compassion by Kristen Neff. And that was really helpful because it was able to show me like kind of where I was, why I was doing it, right? And that desire and that willingness, I think a lot of times we just assume like, oh, well, that's who we are. Like I've just always been that way. It's like, no, it's a choice. It literally is a choice to either speak poorly to yourself or speak kindly. And we've just been more in the practice of speaking poorly to ourselves, right? Like there's not a problem. It's nothing to beat ourselves up over. We don't have to feel guilty over it. It's just like, oh, okay, this is what I'm more practiced in. It's going to be a skill, right? You are really skilled at not loving yourself or speaking poorly to yourself. So how do I want to speak to myself? I remember I was on a retreat one time, and I don't know what one of the coaches asked, but she had us write down something. Maybe it was like the top thoughts you think about yourself or whatever. And then she said, well, okay, now go ahead and turn that to the, say those exact words that you wrote down to the person next to you. And I was like, I would never say that. And it's like, well, then why do we speak like that to ourselves? Because our brains are super boring, right? They're going to feed us the same thoughts over and over every day. So you might have that tape that goes on in your head all the time. Like when you maybe forget something, there's probably a litany of things that your brain tells you. Just noticing, like, what are those things that your brain wants to go to tell you, and kind of reframe that and flip the switch on it. And you don't have to go from like, oh, that was so stupid. Oh, you're so amazing. It's okay, right? It could just be like, oh, okay, I see what I did, from a place of curiosity, right? Like sometimes I think we want to go from like self-detest to like ultimate love. And that's just too far of a jump from our nervous system, right? But we can go to curiosity, right? We could go to, oh, well, I'm curious why, you know, I forgot that. Like, what was going on? Was I rushing? Was I, you know, I think it's slowing down. It's noticing, where is the language? What are you feeling in your body on a consistent basis? And then actively choosing, right? It is a choice to be like, okay, I want to have a better relationship with myself.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So many great nuggets in there. And so funny you brought up Kristen Neff's book, because I just bought that the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes. It's really good. Nightstand. I haven't read it yet, but so funny. And also, I really loved her TED Talk as well. So I will link all of those things in the show notes. She's amazing. Yeah, I really agree that kind of that first step to all of this is just that awareness, just getting in touch with the inner thoughts, the inner feelings. I feel like we're so disconnected from our bodies and our thoughts, and we have so many thoughts, thousands of thoughts all day, every day. And it's, you can't pay attention to all of them. And they're kind of just in the background as you're doing things. And, you know, even working with my clients and everything, people become really surprised when we work on this awareness, like, oh, I didn't realize that I was talking to myself this way. And when you really tune into it, you'd be really surprised at the messages that you're sending and all these like, I should do this. Why don't I know that? Why don't I know how to do this? I'm such a failure, and all these messages, right? So that awareness is so, so key. And something that I recommend, like, I love that exercise that you brought up, is like, write it down and go to like, say it to somebody else. And you realize, I would never talk to somebody that way. So really externalizing those thoughts in a way, like either speaking them out loud or writing them down, I think is super helpful, just to get in touch a little bit, make them a little more tangible outside of our bodies, externalize them. I always tell people too, like, if you're talking to yourself in this way, talk to yourself as if you're talking to your best friend. Kristen Neff has a lot of great examples of that. And she, in her TED Talk, she demonstrates that, which is really great. And it might sound silly, but how would you support your friend if they were coming to you with these thoughts, these feelings? How would you support somebody you really cared about? And why don't you deserve that same treatment, right? As you mentioned. Yeah. And like you said, it is a skill. So it's something that, same with the gym metaphor, the more we practice, the more muscle we build, right? So it is a skill. So again, giving ourselves that patience, that grace. It is a journey. You don't, like you said, you don't have to go to 0 to 100 right now, but take it slow, take the step. So so much great stuff in there. Thank you so much. I think that's really, really helpful.
Of course, yeah. The other thing I want to say is sometimes I think we're afraid to let go of that identity or that self because we have a lot of evidence of how we got to where we are, right? I mean, at least for me, I was like, oh, if I'm nice to myself, am I really going to be able to achieve what I want? And this goes back to what I already said. There is no right or wrong here. It's just, it feels better in your body. It's the only home you have, right? I mean, being kind and loving to it, it just feels good.
It does. And I think that's true. I think we get stuck in these patterns. We get stuck in these habits, and it's hard to break those patterns, but though difficult, it is possible. So yeah. That's really great. Erin, this has been so amazing. I love talking to you about this. Do you have any words of encouragement or words of wisdom that you can share with people that are really struggling with self-love, something maybe we didn't cover yet?
I think you summed it up. Like, it's a practice, right? And to be gentle with yourself. And I know that might be like, well, how do I do that? It's just like one step at a time, one day at a time, right? And when you're learning something new, if you want to play piano, you don't sit down and like, you're going to Beethoven all of a sudden, right? You're going to figure out like, okay, this is the notes that I need. So it's just like, what are the steps along the way? Embodying it is the end result, right? It's just like, there's so many little ticks along the way as you get there. Asking yourself some questions like, how do I actually want to have a relationship with myself? And the thing that I do want to say is, don't do it because someone says, oh, this is how we should do it, right? Like, you have to figure out, like, why do I want to actually speak lovingly to myself? Why do I want to have a good relationship for yourself? Like, it has to come from that internal sense that you want that, right? Because if we're doing it because the self-development world is saying like, hey, this is, you know, feels better. If you don't really get clear, like, why do I want to change that relationship with myself? Here we go back to like doing something for someone else, right? So really for you, why do you want to have a different relationship with yourself? Why do you want to speak kindly to yourself? Like, really kind of get clear on why do you want to do that? And then slowly, right? You're going to, and I think too, it's like, we think it's just going to be like this straight line. It's like, no, it's going to be like zigzaggy, backwards, all the things, right? And so allowing yourself to have that experience just as it is, and it's perfect.
Oh, great. That's so helpful, so important, and so powerful. Thank you so much, Erin, for being here today. This was such an important conversation. I would love it if you could share with everyone where they can find you.
Yeah, they can just go to my website at generatealifewelllived.com and they can find me there, or I'm on Instagram when I feel inspired to be. So,
all right, perfect. And everyone, I will have Erin's links in the show notes, so definitely go check her out. Erin, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in the conversation. I appreciate it.
I really hope that you liked this episode and gained a lot of value from it. If you did like this episode, please share it on social media. You can tag me at The Wellness Project with Des on Instagram and at According to Des on Facebook. If you do enjoy my podcast and gain value from it, I would greatly appreciate your support. You can show your love and support by buying me a coffee. This will help my podcast to grow and in turn will help me to keep bringing on amazing guests. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/The Wellness Project with Des to show your support. All books written by or recommended by my amazing podcast guests are listed on my Amazon storefront. Go to the link in the show notes to check out those books. I would love to extend an invite to you to become a part of my community. You can do this through Facebook, where we will be discussing this episode. I would love for you to share your insights, any aha moments, any thoughts or ideas you would like to contribute. You can contribute in the discussion taking place in my Facebook group, and it's a great place to connect with me because I am in there every day with mental health and wellness content, discussions, reflections, journal prompts. It's a fun and supportive place to be. You can find the group at facebook.com/groups/accordingtodes, and that link will also be in the show notes. You can also check out more of what I'm doing on my website, accordingtodes.com. You'll find a lot of wellness blogs, written interviews, detailed podcast show notes, and my shop, where you will be able to find workshops, my self-care course, digital downloads, ebooks. There's a lot going on my website, so make sure you check that out at accordingtodes.com. And while you're there, join my email list to stay in the know about what I have going on and available for you. When you sign up, you will get your free ebook, The 5 Stress Reduction Techniques to Help You Feel More Relaxed. Thank you so much for being here. I will talk to you next week. So until then, I hope you have a calm and peaceful week.